You're listening to AW360, a podcast from Advertising Week. Recorded in studio and live at Advertising Week's global events, AW360 features thought leadership conversations with the best and the brightest in the advertising, marketing, and technologies industries each and every week. If you enjoy AW360, we'd appreciate it if you took the time to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and maybe even leave a positive review. Thanks for listening. On this episode of AW360, recorded just after Advertising Week New York 2024, I'll be speaking with Mark Grether, Senior Vice President and General Manager of PayPal Ads. Mark and I discuss PayPal Ads' unique place within the larger advertising ecosystem, how advertisers can leverage PayPal through the entire customer journey, as well as why the time for PayPal to enter the ads business is now. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Mark, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your role at PayPal Ads. And I think also for the uninitiated, what is PayPal Ads and where does it fit within the larger advertising ecosystem?
Thanks so much for the question. So I joined PayPal in May of this year. And my goal here at PayPal is to build the advertising business. And the advertising business at PayPal is a very new business, which we just have announced a few weeks ago at Adweek. And the idea is that we are leveraging the PayPal insights across our consumer base to enable our advertisers to run personalized advertisement on the one hand on our own properties, which is PayPal, Venmo, and Honey. But we will also over time expand our opportunities for advertisers to engage with our consumers also on our more merchant properties and on offline, basically creating a PayPal ad network powered by the insights that we have from PayPal. We will be starting with more performance-related advertising solutions for our advertisers, but eventually we will also broaden up into awareness, so provide really full funnel marketing to our advertisers across our own properties as well as our merchant websites and beyond. So I'm really excited about the opportunity to build this business from the ground up.
Tell us a little bit about PayPal Ads banners. We understand this is the first new ad product and it's ready for the upcoming holiday season. How can advertisers use these banners to reach consumers in the coming months and how is it unique?
If you step back for a moment and think about PayPal and the treasure trove data that we have, right? The idea is that we basically enable our advertisers to tap into the treasure trove. So think about PayPal for a moment in sheer terms of the size of the company. We have about 400 million users on the PayPal app on a monthly basis. We have about 30 million merchants where you can use PayPal as a payment method. In addition to that, we have about 90 million users on Venmo, and we have billions of shopping impressions on Honey. And so the idea is we have a tremendous amount of data across consumers, but most importantly, across many, many, many merchants. And with that data and with the insights we can generate from that, our opportunity and what we've launched most recently is to really enable advertisers to personalize ads on the PayPal app. So that's kind of the first product we're going to launch. Advertisers have the opportunity to reach consumers in the PayPal app based on the richness of data we have about our consumers.
Let's talk about the customer journey really quick. You know, all of that data obviously puts PayPal in a very unique position when it comes to these digital transactions. How can advertisers leverage PayPal through the various steps of the customer journey from awareness to purchase and then even beyond that?
First of all, we have, as you mentioned, transaction data. We have transaction data not for one single merchant, right? We have actually transaction data across merchants. And that gives us, on the one hand, a tremendous amount of insights about how actually consumers spend across many, many merchants. It gives advertisers the opportunity to ask questions like, not only who is buying, but also where are people buying? What is my market share, right? And how is eventually even my market share changing over time? And what are consumers other than my own products, buying as well. So we have a tremendous richness of data based on transaction data. But we do not only have that data. We also have with Honey, our browser extension, a lot of it data about how consumers actually shop, purchase intent data, right? Which is more kind of mid and upper funnel data. So the idea is now to combine both data we have from a transaction perspective across merchants, as well as the shopping intent data across merchants we have, to have a really end-to-end view on the consumer, and then make that insights available to advertisers. As I mentioned, the first point is by starting to have advertisements in the PayPal app. But as you can imagine, over time, we won't stop there, right? We will expand the way of how advertisers can reach our audiences, which means we will also have in the future advertising opportunities in our other apps, such as Wemno and Honey. But we won't stop there either. We will also go above and beyond that. And I see a world where we can also deliver advertisements to advertisers together with our merchants on many, many of the million merchant websites that we have, basically creating a PayPal ad network. And I think that's a really unique and differentiated perspective, especially given that we have so much transaction data, which then also allows our advertisers to basically provide closed loop attribution back to any campaigns, right? So you can run a campaign, you can run maybe a CTV campaign, and then you can tie it back to a conversion that is measured by PayPal, and that gives our advertisers the opportunity to really do a full funnel marketing powered by PayPal's properties and PayPal's insights.
If you don't mind, I'd love to ask a follow-up question here, just out of my own curiosity. Why is now the time for PayPal ads? This feels like a marriage that could have happened a while back. Why was it that the stars just sort of aligned now rather than before? Was it because you were hired? I mean, you know, that could be it.
I mean, PayPal has, as you know, a brand new leadership, right? We have a fantastic new CEO in Alex, a great leader in Diego for the consumer business. And yeah, in that sense, indeed, the stars are aligned, right? We came together and we are building it here and now. But I also do think it's the right point of time from an industry perspective. What I mean by that is that if you look at our industry, you see basically two trends. You see on the one hand CTV, and you see on the other hand retail media. As I mentioned, I do believe with our data, we can actually provide benefits for both. We can, on the one hand, as I mentioned, on the retail media side, see more than any one single retailer, because we see it across retailers, across merchants, across commerce. And that is very, very important, especially if you think about advertisers and agencies. Advertisers and agencies, they can't handle 200, 300 different retail media sites out there. It's just too much complexity. So we can help them by having the insights, and therefore help them to guide how to best spend their media dollars across all these different platforms. That's one piece. The second piece is with the transaction data, bringing the data back to CTV campaigns, it also helps us and CTV campaigns to provide closed loop attribution. So it helps us to inform advertisers who want to spend money on CTV, how to do that in the most efficient way to really improve ROI for CTV campaigns. So I do think the stars are aligned from a people's perspective with Alex Diego, who brought me in, but also aligned just from where the industry is, that their industry is right now ripe for a solution like PayPal ads.
We've heard a lot about retail media. It's been a hot topic of discussion at the past couple of Advertising Week events and all events in between. Obviously, you know, you've just shared PayPal's view on retail media and how you're uniquely positioned to help advertisers. Do you think that one of the differentiators there, though, also is you're on the transaction side versus just the retail sales side, and it gives you more of a unique proposition when it comes to retail media in general? I mean, everybody, when they think of retail media, they're thinking of stores versus PayPal, who's handling the actual transactions. I mean, you're working with both sides here, working with the consumer, working with the retailer.
Exactly. We have built a marketplace, right? A marketplace where consumers and merchants come together. As I mentioned, just think about the sheer size of the marketplace, 400 million consumers on the one hand and 30 million merchants on the other hand, right? who has access to so many transactions. We see billions, trillions of transactions, right? And that just generates a much, much deeper kind of insight into what is really happening in our world. And that gives us the opportunity from that perspective coming, right, to provide, I would say, a much richer, much stronger, much more kind of holistic perspective for our advertisers. And I think that's why I do think I'm really excited about the opportunity to build a solution, which is, again, across many, many merchants, our own properties, as well as the merchants that we are going to work with in the future. And at the same time, what we also have, and we should not neglect that, we do not only have transaction data with Wemno, right? We have the largest commerce platform in the world, right? With 90 million users on Wemno, and a lot of insights we can generate in the future from that. And on top of that, think about Honey, right? Billions of shopping transactions. So as I mentioned, we are not only just at the end of the journey, we're also in the middle and where the journey actually starts, right? And so that all together in one single solution, I think is a really unique and differentiated opportunity. And as I mentioned, I do think that advertisers are ready for that. That's at least the feedback we're hearing from advertisers and agencies. They're looking forward to do more with us because they're just overwhelmed by the sheer kind of amount of different choices and options. And they're looking for people like us as almost kind of a one-stop solution for all things retail media. And so we are really glad to be in that position and perceived in such a position by our advertisers and agency friends.
That's a mind-boggling amount of data. And I imagine most advertisers would love to be working with you just to leverage that. Looking ahead, what sorts of challenges or opportunities, or even both, do you see for our industry in the coming year or even 5 years? I'll defer to you as to the time period.
Yeah, I think, again, we are super excited. I'm super excited what we can do here, as I'm sure you and the audience have heard. And so for me, on the one hand, is basically now step-by-step executing on the strategy and looking forward to welcoming the first advertisers as we launch a product for Black Friday. If I look a little bit further out, I'm really also really passionate about what we can do with our advertisers and our merchants when it comes to Gen AI and creatives. Right, with the tremendous amount of insights we have, the next kind of, I would say, frontier is how can we leverage actually the data to mass personalize, to mass customize the creatives. Yeah, in our industry, if you look back, we've spoken for the last 20 years about things like audiences and DMPs and CDPs and programmatic and whatnot. But the one key element which we haven't spoken a lot about and enough about is actually the creative. Yeah, and I do think that with the data, with Gen AI, I'm really looking forward how can we actually in the future mass personalize, mass customize the creatives so that we can really unleash the power of the platforms and the power of the data that we have now available at our fingertips. And so if I'm looking into the next 2, 3, 4 years, I'm really looking forward to partner with companies who can help us in that area.
Excellent. Well, if one wanted to find more about PayPal Ads, where should they go?
So we have created a landing page, right? The PayPal Ads landing page. That's where a conversation can start. And we also have started to hire our own dedicated sales force, right? So that's another opportunity just to engage with us, with our salespeople, with myself, learn more about PayPal Ads. And hopefully take a few steps together. It's also an opportunity, I think, especially for the first advertisers and agencies who lean in, to basically learn together what works, what doesn't work, how can we kind of fine-tune a little bit the program and the product. So we are here to kind of invite partners in our initial initiatives, work together on solutions, shape the solutions as we build them. And so again, I'm really looking forward to many, many conversations with advertisers and agencies as we look into the next month, the holiday season and beyond, if you're building and growing the advertising business at PayPal.
Excellent. Well, Mark, thanks so much for taking the time to be on today. This was fascinating stuff, and shopping season's right around the corner. So this is the time to get in touch.
Exactly. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks Thanks for listening to AW360. For more podcasts like this one, be sure to check out Advertising Week's ever-growing roster of podcasts for the advertising, marketing, and technology industries, including our flagship podcast, Great Minds. You can find those at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.